Good morning. Let's begin our service by singing hymn number 123. How firm a foundation, ye saints of the Lord, is laid for your faith in his excellent word. What more can he say than to you he hath said, to you who to God for your refuge have fled, to you who to God for your refuge have fled. Hymn number 123. The scriptural will be given by Carolyn from Canada.
Joshua. The children of Judah came unto Joshua in Gilgal. And Caleb, the son of Jephunneh the Kenizzite, said unto him, Thou knowest the thing that the Lord said unto Moses, the man of God, concerning me and thee in Kadesh Barnea. 40 years old was I when Moses, the servant of the Lord, sent me from Kadesh Barnea to spy out the land. And I brought him word again as it was in mine heart. And now, behold, the Lord hath kept me alive, as he said, these 45 years, even since the Lord spake this word unto Moses, while the children of Israel wandered in the wilderness. And now, lo, I am this day 85 years old. As yet I am as strong this day as I was in the day that Moses sent me. As my strength was then, even so is my strength now. Psalm. I will extol thee, my God, O King, and I will bless thy name forever and ever. Every day will I bless thee, and I will bless thy name forever and ever. One generation shall praise thy works to another, and shall declare thy mighty acts. They shall abundantly utter the memory of thy great goodness, and shall sing of thy righteousness. The Lord is good to all, and his tender mercies are over all his works. The Lord upholdeth all that fall, and raiseth up all those that be bowed down. The Lord is nigh unto all them that call upon him, to all that call upon him in truth. The Lord preserveth all them that love him.
Let us now have a moment of silent prayer and follow with the Lord's Prayer and its spiritual interpretation as given in the Christian Science textbook. Our Father,
which art in heaven,
our Father, Mother God, all harmonious,
hallowed be thy name,
adorable one, thy kingdom is come, thou art ever present.
Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven.
Enable us to know, as in heaven, so on earth, God is omnipotent, supreme.
Give us this day our daily bread.
Give us grace for today. Feed the famished affections.
And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors.
And love is reflected in love.
And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
And God leadeth us not into temptation, but delivereth us from sin, disease, and death.
For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever.
For God is infinite, all power, all life, truth, love, over all and all. Let's now sing hymn number 222. O little town of Bethlehem, how still we see thee lie. above thy deep and dreamless sleep, the silent stars go by. Yet in thy dark streets shineth the everlasting light. The hopes and fears of all the years are met in thee tonight. Hymn number 222. Welcome to the Sunday morning service of the Plainfield Christian Science Church Independent. We begin every Sunday morning here at 10 a.m. with our roundtable discussion, where we discuss this week's lesson and other topics that need to be discussed, and learn how to practice better in our lives Christian Science. And we had another really good one this morning. So if you missed it, or if you'd like to hear it again, you can find it on our website, plainfieldcs.com. And you will also be able to find it on our YouTube channel and our Vimeo channel. We have a Sunday school for children that meets at 11 a.m., and that Sunday school is available to children just about anywhere. It has its own teleconference number. And many of our Sunday school students don't live in the area, but they do attend via telephone. And that means that if you don't live in the area, but you have a child of Sunday school age, your child can also attend. Just call us. We'll be happy to give you the number. And our Sunday school teachers would be very happy to welcome your child to our Sunday school. We have a testimony meeting every Wednesday evening at 8:15, where you can hear testimonies of healings and lives definitely improved through the study and practice of Christian Science. And at all of our meetings and services, we have a nursery for infants and toddlers. So if you are in the area, you can bring the whole family. And this month, we are going to have our special Christmas Eve candlelight service on Tuesday, December 24. And that will start at 6:15 p.m. So be sure to join us Christmas Eve for a good time, beautiful music, beautiful readings, a very holy time together. And the following day, Christmas Day, we will have our usual Wednesday evening testimony meeting at 8:15. We have, I believe, 18 different websites now in 18 different languages. As a result, the healing truth of Christian Science is available around the world to just about anybody, in most cases, in their own language. And everything that we provide on our websites is the very finest of Christian Science literature. And it's provided free of charge. You can download, read, listen, print without charge. Freely we have received, and freely we give. I'd like to point out a very good article that's featured on our English website now, entitled Listening to God by Gilbert Carpenter. If anybody's ever wondered what it means to listen to God, this is a good explanation. Very good article. And everyone is welcome here. And that includes all of you who are listening and participating from around the world. Now we are going to have a reading of a testimony of healing from our textbook, which attests to the healing power obtained by studying the Christian Science textbook. And that reading will be given this morning by Andrea from Idaho.
Good morning, everyone. This is from Science and Health, the chapter on fruitage, page 679. Catarrh of the stomach healed. I should like to express my gratitude for the many benefits I have received through Christian Science, and to mention the great joy brought to me in the thought that man is not the helpless victim of sin, disease, and death. Through its teachings, I have been able to overcome many errors. When Christian Science found me 1 year ago last April in Chicago, I was suffering from catarrh of the stomach, which had been very persistent. And I had been a slave to the cigarette habit for 18 years. Pain and weakness had robbed me of all that one holds dear. The first symptoms of the disease appeared about 5 years ago in the form of severe cramps of the stomach, which finally developed into other symptoms of that painful disease. I doctored continually. My diet daily becoming more rigid until 3 slices of toast became my daily allowance of food. In this condition, I left the East for my house in Chicago, hoping that a change of climate might benefit me. After spending 6 weeks there and finding no relief, I concluded to return East. The Sunday morning before leaving, I picked up the Sunday paper and glancing through the religious items, my eyes fell on the notices of Christian Science Church services. Curiosity led me to a service, and I shall never forget that morning or the surprise and joy it gave me to find that beautiful church and to know that so great a number actually believed that God does heal the sick today. This brought a first ray of hope. The evening service found me there again. Among the notices read was that of a reading room, giving the location and time of opening. Monday morning found me there promptly, and the first book I picked up was Science and Health, which opened a new world to me. I had dieted so long and suffered so much that I had a morbid fear of food. When I had reached and read, quote, neither food nor stomach without consent of mortal mind can make one suffer, end quote, Science and Health, page 222, I left the reading room for something to eat. I found a bakery nearby and bought a bag of cakes, which I ate, and shortly after, I had a hearty dinner without the least complaint from my stomach. From that time until now, I have eaten anything I wished, and the craving for cigarettes, which I had for many years, has entirely vanished. The understanding of truth, which entirely relieved the diseased stomach, healed also my morbid appetite for smoking. After coming back east, I bought a copy of Science and Health, and I have read it daily and found it to be a continual help in all my life affairs. In my home and at work, I find this science a comfort and source of strength. I have had many difficulties in the way, but it has helped me out of them all. Initials W.E.B., New Britain, Connecticut.
The Bible and the Christian Science textbook are our only preachers. The scriptural texts and their correlative passages from our textbook, these comprise our sermon. The canonical writings, together with the word of our textbook, corroborating and explaining the Bible texts and their denominational spiritual import and application to all ages, past, present, and future, constitute a sermon undivorced from truth, uncontaminated or fettered by human hypotheses, and authorized by Christ. And today's lesson sermon can be found on page 24 of the Independent Christian Science Quarterly. Subject: God the Preserver of Man. The golden text is from Psalms. Trust in the Lord and do good, so shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. The responsive reading is from Isaiah and Ezekiel. Thus saith the Lord to his anointed,
I am the Lord, and there is none else. There is no God beside me. I girded thee, though thou hast not known me.
Look unto me, and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth. For I am God, and there is none else.
Behold, I, even I, will both search my sheep and seek them out,
and will bring them to their own land, and feed them upon the mountains of Israel by the rivers.
I will feed them in a good pasture, and upon the high mountains of Israel shall their fold be. There shall they lie in a good fold, and in a fat pasture shall they feed upon the mountains of Israel.
And I will set up one shepherd over them, and he shall feed them, even my servant David. He shall feed them, and he shall be their shepherd.
And I, the Lord, will be their God.
Dede from Georgia will now read.
I will read from the Bible, Genesis. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let the earth bring forth grass, the herb yielding seed, and the fruit tree yielding fruit after his kind, whose seed is in itself upon the earth. And it was so. And the earth brought forth grass and herb yielding seed after his kind, and the tree yielding fruit whose seed was in itself after his kind. And God saw that it was good. And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness. And God said, behold, I have given you every herb bearing seed, which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree in the which is the fruit of a tree yielding seed. To you it shall be for meat. And God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. Psalm. O Lord, thou preservest man and beast. How excellent is thy loving kindness, O God. Therefore the children of men put their trust under the shadow of thy wing. They shall be abundantly satisfied with the fatness of thy house. Deuteronomy. For the Lord thy God bringeth thee into a good land, a land of brooks of water, of fountains and depths that spring out of valleys and hills, a land of wheat and barley, and vines and fig trees, and pomegranates, a land of oil, olive, and honey, a land wherein thou shalt eat bread without scarceness, thou shalt not lack anything in it. When thou hast eaten and art full, then thou shalt bless the Lord thy God for the good land which he hath given thee. Daniel. In the third year of the reign of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, came Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, unto Jerusalem, and besieged it. And the king spake unto Ashpenaz, the master of his eunuch, that he should bring certain of the children of Israel, and of the king's seed, and of the princes, children in whom was no blemish, but well favored, and skillful in all wisdom, and cunning in knowledge, and understanding science, and such as had ability in them to stand in the king's palace, and whom they might teach the learning and the tongue of the Chaldeans. And the king appointed them a daily provision of the king's meat, and of the wine which he drank, so nourishing them 3 years, that at the end thereof they might stand before the king. Now among these were the children of Judah, Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. But Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with the portion of the king's meat, nor with the wine which he drank. Therefore he requested of the prince of the eunuchs that he might not defile himself. And the prince of the eunuchs said unto Daniel, I fear my lord the king, whom hath appointed your meat and your drink.
For why should he see your faces worse liking than the children which are of your sort? Then shall ye make me endanger my head to the king. Then said Daniel to Melzar, whom the prince of the eunuchs had set over Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, prove thy servants, I beseech thee, 10 days, and let them give us pulse to eat and water to drink. Then let our countenances be looked upon before thee, and the countenance of the children that eat of the portion of the king's meat, and as thou seest, deal with thy servants. So he consented to them in this matter, and proved them 10 days. And at the end of 10 days, their countenances appeared fairer and fatter in flesh than all the children which did eat the portion of the king's meat. Now at the end of the 10 days that the king had said that he should bring them in, then the prince of the eunuchs brought them in before Nebuchadnezzar. And the king communed with them, and among them all was found none like Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. Therefore stood they before the king. And in all matters of wisdom and understanding that the king inquired of them, he found them 10 times better than all the magicians and astrologers that were in all his realm. And Daniel continued even into the first year of King Cyrus. Isaiah. Thus saith the Lord, in an acceptable time have I heard thee, and in a day of salvation have I helped thee. And I will preserve thee and give thee for a covenant of the people to establish the earth, to cause to inherit the desolate heritages. They shall feed in the way, and their pastures shall be in all high places. They shall not hunger nor thirst, neither shall the heat nor sun smite them. For he that hath mercy on them shall lead them, even by the springs of water shall he guide them. Psalm. O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. For he satisfieth the longing soul, and filleth the hungry soul with goodness.
Carol will now read.
I will read correlative passages from the Christian Science textbook, Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures, by Mary Baker Eddy. Spirit duly feeds and clothes every object as it appears in the line of spiritual creation, thus tenderly expressing the fatherhood and motherhood of God. In divine science, man is sustained by God, the divine principle of being. The earth, at God's command, brings forth food for man's use. Knowing this, Jesus once said, "Take no thought for your life, what ye shall eat or what ye shall drink," presuming not on the prerogative of his Creator, but recognizing God, the Father and Mother of all, as able to feed and clothe man, as he doth the lilies. Taking less thought for your life, what ye shall eat or what ye shall drink, less thought for your body, what ye shall put on, will do much more for the health of the rising generation than you dream. We must not attribute more and more intelligence to matter, but less and less, if we would be wise and healthy. The divine mind, which forms the bud and blossom, will care for the human body even as it clothes the lily. But But let no mortal interfere with God's government by thrusting in the laws of erring human concepts. Our false views of life hide eternal harmony and produce the ills of which we complain. If food was prepared by Jesus for his disciples, it cannot destroy life. The fact is, food does not affect the absolute life of man. And this becomes self-evident when we learn that God is our life. Because sin and sickness are not qualities of soul or life, we have hope in immortality. But it would be foolish to venture beyond our present understanding, foolish to stop eating until we gain perfection and a clear comprehension of the living spirit. In that perfect day of understanding, we shall neither eat to live nor live to eat. If mortals think that food disturbs the harmonious functions of mind and body, either the food or this thought must be dispensed with, for the penalty is coupled with the belief. Which shall it be? If this decision is left to Christian Science, it will be given in behalf of the control of mind over this belief, and every erroneous belief or material condition. Is it not a species of infidelity to believe that so great a work as the Messiah's was done for himself or for God, who needed no help from Jesus' example to preserve the eternal harmony? But mortals did need this help, and Jesus pointed the way for them. Divine love always has met and always will meet every human need. It is not well to imagine that Jesus demonstrated the divine power to heal only for a select number or for a limited period of time, since to all mankind and in every hour, divine love supplies all good. Jesus demonstrated the inability of corporeality, as well as the infinite ability of spirit, thus helping erring human sense to flee from its own convictions and seek safety in divine science. The less that is said of physical structure and laws, and the more that is thought and said about moral and spiritual law, the higher will be the standard of living, and the farther mortals will be removed from imbecility or disease. We are told that the simple food our forefathers ate helped to make them healthy, but that is a mistake. Their diet would not cure dyspepsia at this period. With rules of health in the head and the most digestible food in the stomach, there would still be dyspeptics. Many of the effeminate constitutions of our time will never grow robust until individual opinions improve and mortal belief loses some portion of its error. In seeking a cure for dyspepsia, consult matter not at all, and eat what is set before you, asking no question for conscience' sake. We must destroy the false belief that life and intelligence are in matter, and plant ourselves upon what is pure and perfect. God forms and peoples the universe. So-called mineral, vegetable, and animal substances are no more contingent now on time or material structure than they were when the morning stars sang together. Mind made the plant of the field before it was in the earth. As mortals gain more correct views of God and man, multitudinous objects of creation, which before were invisible, will become visible. When we realize that life is spirit, never in nor of matter, this understanding will expand into self-completeness, finding all in God good, and needing no other consciousness. When we learn the way in Christian Science and recognize man's spiritual being, we shall behold and understand God's creation, all the glories of earth and heaven and man. The Lord God, Jehovah, made the earth and the heavens and every plant of the field before it was in the earth, and every herb of the field before it grew. Here is the emphatic declaration that God creates all through mind, not through matter. That the plant grows not because of seed or soil, but because growth is the eternal mandate of mind. Spirit acts through the science of mind, never causing man to till the ground, but making him superior to the soil. Knowledge of this lifts man above the sod, above earth and its environments, to conscious spiritual harmony and eternal being. Here the inspired record closes its narrative of being that is without beginning or end. All that is made is the work of God, and all is good. God is the life or intelligence which forms and preserves the individuality and identity of animals as well as of men.
Let us now have a moment of silent prayer for our world. Let's now sing hymn number 33. Call the Lord thy sure salvation. Rest beneath the Almighty's shade. In his secret habitation dwell, nor ever be dismayed. Hymn number 33.
Come, O Lord, I sure salvation.
Let's now sing hymn number 58. Father, we, thy loving children, lift our hearts in joy today, knowing well that thou wilt keep us ever in thy blessed way. Thou art love, and thou art wisdom. Thou art life, and thou art all. In thy spirit, living, moving, we shall neither faint nor fall. Hymn number 58.
From the Christian Science textbook, The Scientific Statement of Being, and the correlative passage from 1 John, 3rd chapter. There is no life, truth, intelligence, no substance in matter. All is infinite mind and its infinite manifestation. For God is all in all. Spirit is immortal truth. Matter is mortal error. Spirit is the real and eternal. Matter is the unreal and temporal. Spirit is God, and man is his image and likeness. Therefore, man is not material, he is spiritual. Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we shall be called the sons of God. Therefore, the world knoweth not, because it knew him not. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it does not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And every man that has this hope in him purify himself, even as he is pure. Arise, shine, for the light is come, and the glory of the Lord is rising upon you. Amen.